yourself. So only brethren, pay attention to those, these little things. What is conduct and what is behavior? You understand? How do you behave? And how do you conduct yourself? Only brethren, I don't know. Brothers, we are blessed to have our brother Lee. Amen. We are blessed to have such a rich ministry, brothers. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now we come to the message three, is how to conduct ourselves in the house of God, exercising ourselves unto godliness. So this message is classic. I mean, you brothers were there, right? You were all in Manila. Brother Ray Monaghan spoke this message. Then we have the time of the brothers in battle. And then he assigned this message to me. And then Brother James Lee put on me on this one again. So that means I love this message. I didn't want to speak it myself, but the brothers assigned us to do this. Brothers, this is classic. It's talking about how do we conduct ourselves. If the church is a this thing, a house where you go, how does the church, this building, conduct? You know, that even shows you the church is not a place. The church is who? It's me. So I must know how to behave or conduct myself in the house of God. And this house is the house of the living God. Not a dead God. This is a living God. Wonderful. To understand this verse, you need to go back to the outline. Now we're going to do some study. You got to go back to the outline, right? Timothy, then outline, then you look at the outline. It begins with introduction. Then Romans 2, God's economy versus different teachings. You see, this is the outline. Then 3 is faith and good conscience needed for what? Keeping the faith. Then prayer for man's salvation. So it's a step by step. Paul wrote this to Timothy in 1 Timothy. Why? Because at that time, the church was in degradation. Don't forget, you got to have the background all the time. So he goes on, Romans 4, a normal life in the church life. Then 5, five is the normal. Then 6, the overseers and deacons for what? For the church administration. Then 7, it talks about the function of the church, the house of the living God, and the pillar and the base of the truth. But then verse 14, it says, let me read 14. You got to read 14 before you read 15, right? Okay. What is 14? It said, these things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly. I am writing this to you, hoping. That means it might happen that I don't come back again. Why? Because at that time, Paul was locked up. If I come to you shortly, but if I delay, then what happens? I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Not only that, this church is the pillar. A pillar. A pillar and the base of the truth. So, who is the church? Who? Huh? Are you sure? Huh? See, everybody say, from the throat. Wait. Everyone. No. He's talking about the church. Now, who is the church? It's not strong. Now, who is the church? Are you sure? See? You have to believe what you're saying. Now, who is the church? Who? Now, who is that church? Huh? You sure? Are you conducting yourself? Oh, Lord Jesus! Okay. Saints, if we are not a church, then who is the church? If we are not, then tell me, who? Saints, we are the church of God.
Amen.
Why? Because the Spirit of God is in us. And two, God is our Father. We have His life. We have His nature. We have His expression. So what are we? We are the church. And our God is the God of the living God. The God of the living God. So God is living. Say hallelujah.
Amen.
So now when is He living? He's living in us. So He is also making us what? A living human being. Who have been regenerated to be a living church. This church is us. And this church is the pillar. We heard a lot about the truth this morning. The truth. Now, the truth is not a thing. It's not a black and white. I tell you, but the VN explain it as, I think, I don't know if I can explain it that way. You can't get it better. Because remember, the truth is not knowledge. Here. I started the meeting this morning pointing here. This thing is deceptive. Your mind deceives you. Your biggest enemy is your own mind. You know that? You don't know. Remember this. Your mind always tells you different story. Your mind says to you sometimes, Francis, you are a good man. You are a liar. It's not. You are not a good man. But you know you are not good. But your mind says you are good. And then you believe it. Then your wife tells you, you are not a good man. Then you get upset. Your wife tells you, you are not a good man. And then you get upset. No. If this thing doesn't help any man. The greatest discovery today among us is our spirit.
Amen.
That is the only part in us that is genuine. You know, genuine, only our spirit is genuine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Paul said, if I delay, you have to know how to conduct yourself in the house the church, which is the house of the living God. Now, how do we conduct ourselves? Two things. First, to conduct yourself in the house of the living God, one, you need to respect the headship of Christ.
Amen.
You have to respect who God is. How do you behave in your house? You have to respect your father. You can't live in a house and you don't respect who God is. You don't respect who your father is. What kind of a house would that be? So the first most important thing is to respect the headship of Christ. Colossians 2:9 says, in him dwells what? All the fullness. Then 2:19 says, holding the leg. Okay. Holding what?
The head.
Then when you hold the head, what comes out? Out from whom? So we need to respect what? The headship of Christ. Then number two, the most important thing is to realize you are a pillar. If you are not a pillar, then how can the church stand? You are a pillar. All the saints are pillars. You know pillar? Do you see the pillars in this building? They are there. The pillars don't come. I'm a pillar. Look, I'm a pillar. No. The pillars are always hidden. Pillars are always hidden. Why? Because it's built into, solid into that building. This is the two most important things. Number one, to conduct ourselves, you have to respect who God is. Lord, everything we do, we turn first to the Lord. Then two, we need to know, listen, I am a pillar in the church. If no one has told you this before, I am telling you tonight because you are. All the ministry, week in, week out, year in, year, if it's not producing pillars, then what are you doing here? What are you doing here? If this ministry is not producing you into a pillar, then what are you here for? I said last week, I shared the same history in Belgium, in Brussels. From 1980, Berlin was coming from 1977, 1978, 1980, 1981, 1982, 1983. The last time Berlin was in Germany, in Stuttgart, was 1984, then he left. Sooner when he left, then there was a turmoil. That thing affected Ghana. That thing affected the whole of Europe. The whole of, almost all part of Africa. Hong Kong, Singapore, they were all affected because they were not pillars. Why did many left? Why? So beginning from 1990, 1991, Berlin began to realize that the saints don't know the truth. We don't. We follow human beings. We follow. You know, if I am the leader, leading brother here in Accra or here, and I leave, I take many with me. Many just follow. They only follow because they were one with me. they never saw the headship of God. So they left. So Brother Lee was troubled, very troubled. So he began to speak what today we call the high peak. A high peak of the divine revelation. So why? Because we are in this room. Everyone must know the truth. You must know the truth. If somebody confronts you about a church, you don't go to call the pastor. Who is the pastor? You better speak to the guy. You know what I mean? Because you must be a pillar in the church. You must know the truth. And what is the highest truth? God becoming a man. To make men the same as he is. Where is that in the Bible? In John. As many as receive. What do you become when you receive him? You become the children, the son, born of God. What is that? And Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself witness with our spirit. That we are what? Adopted. We are adopted children. Adopted. I'm not adopted. Maybe you are adopted. Me, no. God is my father. These are basic truth that constitutes you as a pillar in the church. So all this, that's why we conduct trainings. There's nowhere on this earth where all the saints are trained. Why? Because you must be a pillar. Praise the Lord. So Paul told Timothy, if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God. Then A, he says, what Paul ministered to Timothy was what? Entirely concerning how to what? Conduct. To conduct, in the footnote, Brady says, it's like giving instruction. You must have a way of living there. He is instructing Timothy how to conduct himself after giving all the foregoing verses regarding the eldership, the deaconess. He was a proper arrangement in such a church. But if I delay, I know, Satan is still there. But you must know, saints, this is a word to each one of us. Each one. All of us here in this room, saints, we must know. Amen. Number one, this church does not belong to anyone. Amen. He put all the elders. If you read chapter 3, it begins with overseer. Who should be an overseer? Overseer would not love money. You know, look at all the sequences there. Then the deaconess, this thing, that thing. Everybody does function according to his measure in the church. We have leading brothers. Brothers that oversee the church. They oversee the church. In Acts 20:28, Paul says, what? The church of God. Which what? He purchased with his what? With our blood, huh? Okay. With his own blood. That means this thing we're talking about belongs to God.
Amen.
I just want to impress you tonight. Everyone in this room is necessary. Saints, we all, everyone. We give the message, doesn't make us anything special. I am telling you the truth. We are not. I'm sorry. There's no place where the pastor will tell you what I'm saying. No, we are not. We are just brothers. I am a brother. Vian is a brother. All the brothers are just brothers. That's all. We are just functioning according to our mission. That's all. You know what I mean? We all function according to our mission. And all the members do not have the same function. We all have different functions. What Tonam can do, I cannot do. What Judah can do, Alphonse can do, Brother Godfrey can do, they have different functions. All the functions is for the church. It's for the church. So there's no number one brother here, no number two, no. Wow. One time, Brother Ben and I, we visited a place. They invited us to speak. So Brother Ben was there with us. He spoke wonderful about love. The saints were very touched. At the end of the meeting, the pastor passed the plate. You know, passed the plate? He passed the plate. Oh, passed the plate. Because Ben spoke. Oh, they thought the guy have anointing. But only Ben and I speak tree. The guy don't understand tree. I said, hey, Ben, my name is so cool. So they passed the tip. There was a lot of money given. At the end of the plate, you know what happened? The pastor's wife took that whole thing into their bedroom. Then finally, they put some money in the envelope. So Ben and I were sitting in the living room. The pastor's wife came and handed the money to the pastor. And then the pastor came to me. So, oh, Brother Paul, we are so grateful that you came to visit us. This is a little token. I said, for what? I said, oh, this is a gift. Anyway, I better stop. Listen, let's get into the outline. Brother Ben stood up. He took his hand like this. Yeah. He told the guy to his nose, you are a useless man. Very useless man. You think we are this kind of people? No. How do you take this money from this poor, you know, women that just came out of the market? How How do you take their money and give it to us? We don't want it. So then through the emblem, bam, he told me, oh, let's get out of here. Why? Saints, we are not that kind of human being. God is not our stomach. I'm sorry. God is not our belly. We don't adulterate the word of God for gain, for money. Why do we do this? No, saints. This is the church of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the church of God. We don't take money from anyone. Saints. This is being, this is, we pay our own plane ticket. This time of the year, roughly, if I tell you how much money we pay just to come here, you'll be shocked. And we pay our own money and come here. We don't demand anything from anyone. No, I'm serious. We don't. There's no need. Saints, this is the church of the living God. Saints, I don't come to you and say, let me pray for you, for God to bless you. Then why don't I pray first and get a blessing? If there's a surplus, then I give it to you. No, saints. I'm saying all these little things. But this is the problem we have today. Everywhere you go, how does people conduct themselves? The pastor is everything. Everybody looks to that man. Look to that man. Look to that man. May the Lord have mercy on us. Praise the Lord. We all need to know how to conduct ourselves. Conduct ourselves doesn't mean that I only conduct myself when I come here on Sunday morning. Uh-huh. That's a big point too. So when I come Sunday, I am conducting myself. I sit down nicely. No. Conduct yourself means every day. In your living. Day by day, you must know how to conduct yourself. Every time, wherever you are. How you talk to your wife, how you talk to your saints, how you talk to the sisters, how you behave before men. You know how to behave before men. Okay, this outline is classic. I'm going to do something. We're just going to read a lot. It's just classic. Then A, Paul ministered to Timothy, right? B, the way to conduct ourselves in the church is by what? What do we do? Love the word of God. You love the word. How do you love the word? You love the word by getting into the word. The more you read, listen, we are the only human beings on this earth. Apart from Gideon, we give Bibles out. Millions of Bibles have been given out to people. For free. Free. We don't take a penny from anyone. We give it out for now. Free. The Rema publication. Ministry books. We give. You go online. You can read everything for now. Why? The goal is to get the saints into the ministry to love the Lord. The ministry helps us, right? Brings us closer to the Lord every day. Every day. Saints, everything we brothers sharing here is from the ministry. I didn't write this outline. I don't even know how to write this outline. Saints, it's from the ministry. We just want to encourage all the saints. That's why we are helping the saints to get into the life studies. Life studies. Read the life studies. Read the Bible. Saints, You find out yourself. The more you get into it, the more you want to get into it. Saints, I get addicted. I'm telling you the truth. I love the ministry. I was telling Jessica. Is Jessica here? Jessica is the back. I don't know. I was sitting somewhere. Jessica came. We were having a very good time. There was one brother. Very dear brother. Very, very dear. Very rich. We're not talking about $1 million. No, not million city. Nah. We're talking about dollars. The guy is a billion. Billion. Very rich brother. One day, I was talking to him, we're having dinner. So I was wondering. I said, I should ask him this question. I wanted to ask. I said, hey, brother, tell me, how do you juggle the money thing and the church thing? You know, all these businesses, all these big things, how do you do it? So I was expecting this and this. He said, oh, Paul, this is, you know how I do this? Just read the life studies. I said, you what? He says, I spend more time reading the life study than doing business. Eh? You what? He says, when I'm traveling to do business, all the time in the plane going, all I do is read the life studies. I didn't know. I was so encouraged. So later on, I met him in Manila when we were there recently. So I said, hey, brother, I won't call the name, otherwise you guys will Google now. Start Google. Don't Google. I said, but that was very helpful. So yeah. He said, Paul, I learned that from Brother Lee. Read the ministry. Salvation is in the ministry. If you are a problem, the best way to solve the problem is to start reading the Bible. I'm telling you the truth. You read the Bible. The Bible will solve the problems for you. Amen. Amen. You promise to do that?
Amen.
The amen, the Lord heard that.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
So that means don't go to the brothers, I have a problem. If you go to the brothers and tell them, brother, I have a problem, the brother will tell you, go back and read the Bible. Very good. Okay, I'm glad you heard that. D, in order to properly conduct ourselves in the house of God, the church, we need to take care of what? The healthy teaching. That's a big point. Healthy teaching. Healthy teaching. What is healthy teaching? That means there are certain teachings that are not healthy. Saints. I can come and say, oh, brother, praise the Lord, you know, brothers of later, I don't enjoy the morning revival. So who is laughing? I don't enjoy the morning revival. Brothers, this place, you know. So the more I'm talking this way, you know what I'm imparting into you? Death. If you are not enjoying the morning, brother, you better pray to the Lord. Don't go and tell another brother. Because that talk will corrupt that brother. Saints, I am. These are little things that damages us. I'm telling you the truth. Pray, Lord, I am not enjoying the ministry. Then he'll tell you where you fall short. He'll tell you. Maybe you are living a life that is in secret. This is something hidden in your life there. That is frustrating you from enjoying the Lord. But don't pass it on to another brother. You will damage that brother. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
That's why we are here this weekend. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then Romans 2. Confessedly, great is the mystery of God. Great. Hallelujah. Let me read that verse. It says, and confessedly, now pay attention, I'm reading. Great is the mystery of godliness. Then it says, who is the he? Huh? Who? Huh? Who?
Uh-huh.
Very good. It says, he who was manifested in the flesh. Who is that? Christ. Okay. Justified in the spirit. Who? Okay. Seen by the angels. Who? Preached among the nations. Then believe on the world. Now who was taking up the glory?
Uh-huh.
So when did Christ was taken in the glory? Was he preached first or second time? Or see, don't get confused. No. Be careful. Be careful. Believe unto the world. When the Lord died, he died, right? He died. When he died, at that time, we have not we have not believed yet. When he was taken to the heavens, right? Who believed that time? Nobody had believed yet. No. No, be careful. Be careful. Then, taken up into glory. Who is taking up into glory now? This here, taken up into glory, is not the Lord. It's the church.
Amen.
The church was will be taken up in glory with the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks. So, if God was manifested in the flesh, the church is also what? A manifestation of God. Where?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. I say, you study, read, read more. Barely have a cross it, footnote on this. Read it. You need to study this. Study this. Know this truth. VN said this morning, all the Christians like to quote this verse. Oh, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Set who free? What truth do they know? That's black and white. No. If the Son, as a person, set you free, only a human being can set you free. If I'm sinking now, I say, who's going to set me free? Somebody needs to come and pull me out of that thing. So the truth is not a thing. The truth is what? It's a person. And this person, where? It's in our spirit. So when I'm in my mind and I want to get out of my mind, what do I do? I just call this person. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, before you realize, you are free. Free from what? Free from your mind. You are set free by the Spirit, which is indwelling in your spirit. The two has become one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, let's read, hey, sisters, the important word, godliness. Let's go. Okay, for the assignment of the sisters tonight, don't sleep until you read this thing. Go and read and find the nine. That's why I don't want to do anything about it. You also need to study. When you go home tonight, the Lord is your witness. He will be watching over you. So go and look for those nine. It's nine times?
Nine times.
Nine times. Look. Lord, where is this nine times in the Bible? Look, including the brothers also. Tomorrow I will test everyone. Whoever can look and recite the nine, recite it. You come and see me. Godfrey, you have to. Godfrey will give you some sweet. Thanks. You look in the verses, one by one, all the verses. Nine times godliness, 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 godliness. Godliness is the great gain. Talks about money. It talks about godliness. It talks about money. Talks about physical, you know. Bodily exercise profit what? Very little. But exercise yourself unto what? Unto godliness. So you look at those verses and say, godliness is crazy. It's wonderful. And godliness is a person. Wonderful. It's a living. God expresses God. Wonderful. Okay. Then B, godliness is a mystery because it's real and living, yet nobody sees it. It's there. It's alive within. It's there. It's a mystery, but it's real. Praise the Lord. D, the truth. No, C, the full knowledge of the truth is according to godliness. Then D, the truth, the reality of God's eternal economy is according to godliness, which is God manifested in the... Praise the Lord. E, godliness is what? God-likeness, being like God, expressing likeness. What a definition. Then F, godliness is not merely an outward matter. The word manifested in 1 Timothy 3:16 indicates that godliness is an inward life with what? Inward what? With what? Outward. If you don't have it inward, you can't have it outward. Wonderful. Then G, as believers in Christ, we should pursue godliness. To pursue godliness is to live a daily life that manifests God. A daily life, right? Or sometimes, right? No, a daily life. So, brothers, if you don't have this, pray for this. Lord, I don't have this life. I don't have this life. Lord, I hear these things. I understand these things. But this is not me. This is genuine. A genuine prayer is when you accept, you are not. And tell the Lord, Lord, I read these things. I understand these things. But my life don't reflect these things. You need to pray. You need to pray. The more you pray, the more the Lord will touch you and touch you and touch you and touch you. Nobody can do this for you, saints. Amen. We all. Nobody. I'm not an angel. No. We all have faults. We all have shortcomings. We all do certain things we should not do. But praise the Lord. The Lord is in our spirit. The more we touch him, the more we open to him, the more he deals with us. Praise the Lord. Okay. Then H, in order for God to be manifested in the flesh, godliness needs to be expressed in our whole living. In some of our living? No. In our whole living. In our whole living. Especially in the marriage life. Especially, brothers, in the marriage life. Marriage is difficult. I'm not kidding. I am married, so I know. It is, God made it such to break men. And we'll see one of the best in Micah 2. It talks about God hates divorce. He said, take heed to your spirit. Why? Because the enemy attacks marriage than anything else. I'm not kidding. Marriage. Why do people get divorced? Why the separation? I have seen a few times. The marriage is like a Second World War. You know, war. The guy is going home. He has to first go to the pub. Drink beer before you. Because the tiger is waiting. He's waiting for you. Come home and the way you look at you. Thank God my wife is not here. Sometimes she looks. Then I ask the children, hey, what's going on? It's not a small thing, sex. But without God, it's impossible. It's impossible. There's no special man. There's no special woman. We all need God. We all need to live God.
Amen.
We all need to be open to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I fall short. I fall short. I am just a normal human being. I need you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then, I, right? Is that right? God's economy is God. Oh, I love this one. Oh, please look at this one. It says, God's economy is what? God. And then godliness is. Oh. Brother Lee, where did you get all this from, man? It says, God coming in. When he comes in, no one sees it. But when he comes out, oh man. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. God's economy is God coming into us. And godliness is God going out. And people see what is going out. They don't see when it's coming in. But he sees, people see what? The one going out. So godliness is a living. A living that expresses who? God himself. There is no godly man. No. They say this man is a godly man. Say no. It's not true. There's no human being who is godly. No. But there are God men. There's two things. A godly man, they say, he's a godly man. He's a pious man. He's fake. The guy just fakes it. He's not real. But a God man is a man that is always open to God to come in. And you can see in his living, God going out.
Amen.
And the church life is God going out.
Amen.
In our church life, if everyone leaves God, what a joy that would be, right?
Amen.
It's possible. Is it possible?
Yes,
sir. It is possible.
Amen.
Do you believe this?
Amen.
I believe this. I believe. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Let's read 1, 2, 3, 4 together. One. Let's go. The Christian life is simple. God coming in and. Amen. Two. Yeah. Express. And. Three. And tranquil life in all godliness, even in small things, we need to lead a life in all godliness, everywhere and in everything. Four. Yeah. Family life, a simple God coming in and God going out all day. Wonderful. Jay. The church of the living God is the ultimate mystery of godliness. Why? The proper church
is the corporate manifestation of God in the flesh.
Praise the Lord. Now Romans 3 says, exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Hey, the way to conduct ourselves in the church life is to exercise ourselves unto godliness. When I first came to the church life, and the brothers who use the word, exercise your spirit. What did they mean? Exercise your spirit. How do you do it? Right? Okay. If exercise your spirit is only say, Oh Lord Jesus, that means if you don't say, Oh Lord Jesus, there's no exercise of the spirit. Now, what does that mean? Saints, what does that mean that we need to exercise ourselves or our spirit, right? Exercise yourself. This is very interesting. Okay. Now, when I'm angry, something bothering me, something is in my mind. I'm so bothered by that. This thing bothers me. It's troubling me. I go to bed. I go to bed. I can't sleep. Who have this experience? Oh, I didn't know many of you are angels here. Are you angels here? I'm asking. If you have a problem here, right? Something is troubling you, right? And then you can't sleep in the night. What do you do? Huh? See, everybody's... No, I asked. I didn't think you understand what I said. Do you understand what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Come here. Can you explain what I said to everyone? Go ahead. Maybe they will understand you better. Tell them.
In the deep of the night, if you have a problem bothering your mind, what do you do? Who do you turn to?
And one of them. Now, I hope you understand. We are all spiritual guys here. Everybody's nice here. And we all have this problem. Some nights you can't sleep. Sometimes a brother tells you something or something, you hear some news. This thing bothers you, troubles you the whole night. How do you handle this? Huh? Do you pray? How do you pray? Lord Jesus, I can't sleep. No. Yeah. Saints. That's the reason why, now pay attention again. That's the reason why the pastors in this country are very rich. You know why they're rich? Because you can't sleep and you are troubled, then you go to see him. You go and talk to this guy, oh, pastor, I have a problem. What problem? Every night I can't sleep. The guy himself had the same problem. The guy have even more problems than you do. Praise the Lord. Here is talking about exercising your spirit. It means, we'll see in the outline, you have to force. You got to push your spirit. How do you do that? You need to get up and sit on that bed and call upon the name of the Lord. From the deepest part of your being. Oh, Lord Jesus. From the deepest part of your being, you got to cry out. Cry out. Saints, when you are... I'll tell you one story. One time I was in a plane, and the wind was bad. We thought the plane was going to crash. It came down, and then... But I didn't know there were so many pastors in the plane. Son of a bomb, son of a soul, son. Everywhere. I said, hey, I saw for those who are there. Say, everybody was crying. Then the guy sitting near me, he asked me, oh, sir, you don't seem to bother. I said, well, we're going to die anyway, so. The guy said, I said, even if you care, you don't care, you care, you don't care. The thing is heading towards direction. Oh, Lord Jesus. It works. It works. It genuinely works. Here it talks about exercise, right? One thing I don't like, I mean, believe me, I have lived my whole life, I have never been to a gym. I look at Joshua, right? Joshua. Oh, I look at Joshua's muscle. Hey, Joshua. Joshua likes to go to the gym, right? Man. My 2 feet have never been to the gym. Never. What am I going to do there? Saints, if you exercise, you need to force yourself. If you want to be that guys here, you know, those guys, you think they go to the gym and then, no. Constant, daily, the goal, exercising. Yes, we need to do the same to our spirits.
Amen.
That's the hymn A66. Exercise your spirit. But we don't. Saints, we don't exercise our spirit. We don't. You know what we do? We think. We think a lot. May the Lord open our eyes. Eh? Okay. See, our Christian life is what? It's a life of godliness which comes out of God dispensing of himself. This depends upon our spirit being full. Do you only exercise here in this room? No. It's a practice. It's a habit. It's something you do daily. It's a daily thing. Okay. Then let's come to one. A godly life issues from what? God dispensing depends upon the exercise of our spirit. Then two, if we do not exercise our spirit strongly to cooperate with the Lord, God cannot dispense. We need to force ourselves. You know, we have this hymn in our hymn book. I don't know, we have in Sanda. It says we have an inner life, and that is for what? For our daily life. And our daily life is for what? It's for the church life. I forgot. It's an inner life, daily life, for the church life, no, for the meeting life, and for the church life. It begins where? Inner life. You got to exercise. I love my spirit. When I'm troubled about many things, which, when you are responsible, you got a lot of problems. Today is the first time from morning to evening, I have not checked my WhatsApp. And I have not checked my email. I believe many of the saints think I'm raptured. I am gone. I'm not. I'm here. I am in Buzu. I refuse to look at my WhatsApp. Why? Because it takes your time. But I've spent the whole day exercising my spirit there. Right? So when you come to 2E, it says, the word exercise implies what? You what? You force yourself. Saints. You need to force yourself. You got to force your spirit to come out. Now, when you are upset, you are upset. When a man is upset, when you are angry, you force yourself to bring everything. One time a sister went to Brother Lee. Serious. He never testified in the meetings. I was telling Brother Vian this evening. Never. She's scared to testify in the meeting. You know. He says, when he stand up, their two knees begin to have fellowship. You know, fellowship. You know, the two knees, they start to go, you know. That's the two knees are fellowship. Whether you should stand up. So she went to Brother Lee to ask, Brother Lee, how every time I want to stand up and share something, you know, you know what Burley answered? There is it. You know, sister, when you get angry with your husband, where do you get the words from? I don't think you heard what I said. He said, sister, when you are angry with your husband, where does you get all those words from? Where? They flow Everything is inside there. In the same way, when you exercise your spirit, it comes out. You need to force yourself. Lord Jesus. Again. Lord
Jesus.
You need to bring out from your inner being. Force yourself. Now, another way. The enemy comes to you. And then begin to tell you about Alphonse. Oh, Alphonse is this, Alphonse is that, Alphonse is this. You know, he comes here, here. What do you do? When you relax, then he pumps all those things. You need to force yourself. You, saints. Lord Jesus! Lord, I don't believe that lie. But many times, we're only talking about this here. You sit down, the enemy pulls all these evil things into your being. By the time he finishes you up, now you begin, Lord Jesus. Too late. No strength. No strength left. See, this message is practical. Very real. Amen. Then, to exercise our spirit, am I on the right page? You one? Is that one or two? Two, okay. To exercise is always what? A false matter. Then two, whenever we are in a house, right? We have to... Whenever we are where? Very hard. And many times, brothers and sisters, we are always in a hard situation. Who is not in a hard situation? Tell me. Your job, your home, the children, the everything around us is difficult. Saints. The difference between us and the world is our spirit. God gave us a spirit that he himself can dwell in that spirit. You take away our spirit from the Lord's spirit, nothing is left. Our spirit is connected to the Lord. If you are responsible in the church and you have a lot of responsibility, honestly, brothers, without your spirit, it's impossible. We hear many things. We hear. Things. The things that passes through our ears all the time. Saints, the things you hear. The problem the saints have. Problems. Last week before I came, a brother, Russian brother, the wife was ill. He had cancer. Man, son. He just died. And the guy had no money. Brother, dear brother. Because the wife spent a lot of time in the hospital, he wasn't working. And he's a contractor. He only get money when he works. And the wife died. Now, the funeral, the distance, you add up all these things. If this is not a hard situation, then I don't know what is hard. We went to visit. We brought some brothers, we went to visit. You know what we did? For 20 minutes, all we did was Lord Jesus. We called. And by the time we were leaving, you can tell the guy was revived. Amen. We just called Lord Jesus. Then slowly, he picked it up. What else can we do for him? I just saw yesterday, the funeral is on the 18th of April. You will still not be back. Brothers, we are always in a difficult situation. Every time. I don't know. Except you are an angel. I don't think we have angels in this room. Everybody here is a human being. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Then, I want to finish and give you a lot of time. If we Christians, right, if we Christians want to be strong and grow in the Lord, we must force ourselves. We must force ourselves. Praise the Lord. Then F, to exercise our spirit, is to set our mind. Okay, that verse is in Malachi. I think I wrote it down somewhere, if I can find it. Malachi 2, right? Malachi 2:16, I believe. 2:15. No, I don't have it here. Yeah, it talks about you need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to what? To our. If you read that whole verse, that is the verse the Lord says, God hates. He hates what? Divorce. What causes divorce? It says God hates divorce. What causes divorce is the mind. Is the mind. When the couples are together, and every time, this one is saying this, this one says that, this one says this. It's a battle here in the mind. See? The key is our spirit. The key is our spirit. Misunderstanding among the marriage life is always here in the mind. Go ahead, God.
One.
Yeah.
The remnant of the spirit was his.
Yeah.
Why the one? He saw the seed of God.
Uh-huh.
Take heed then to your spirit.
Amen.
Let no one be treacherous to the wife.
Amen.
Of his youth.
Amen.
Verse 16 says, for I hate divorce.
Amen.
Say to Jehovah the God of Israel.
Amen.
And he who does it behaves.
Yeah. Amen.
Take it then.
Yeah.
To your spirit.
Amen.
And do not be treacherous.
Amen.
Take heed to what?
Your spirit.
Pay attention to what?
Your spirit.
Take heed. It's a warning. You say, brother, pay attention to your spirit. If you are paying attention to your spirit, there are many things you will not say from your mouth. It will come out of your mouth. You just speak anyhow because you just don't care. Saints, God's word is clear that we need to pay attention to our spirit. Okay, then finally, we come to C, three, right? We read three already. Three, our Christian life is not according to the standard of right or wrong, right?
Yeah.
But according to the spirit. And we know the spirit by what? By the inner sense. You can tell. Saints. The mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life. There's an inner sense. If you pay attention to your spirit, the inner sense is very active. Very active. Very, you want to say something, before you know, you don't. You don't. Why? Something say no. You can't say that. But if you are not paying attention to your spirit, you just speak anyhow. Sometimes I hear the saints. They say certain things and you get trouble. Every trouble. You get trouble. Why? They don't pay attention to their spirit. Okay. So now we come to G. Right? Even says the exercise of our spirits, the exercise of our spirit always produces godliness. When you exercise your spirit, you don't pretend or try to live godliness. It just produces godliness. It flows out. Right? It has to come out. People have to see it. It has to be visible. Visible. Right? But I have heard many times people will say, oh, is this person a Christian? My goodness. If this person is a Christian, then I don't want to be a Christian. What kind of a Christian is this one here? What's going on here? Saints. Where is godliness? Where is godliness? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm just bearing things that we will see this point. That this point should not be just doctrine in our mind. This weekend we will go back where we're coming from. We will have a life. Lord, I want to leave you out.
Amen.
Wherever I am, may people see me. They see you.
Amen.
Lord, I want to reflect who you are in my being. The last point, we exercise our spirit to what? To discern. Saints, if I let me read this verse. I think I have to read it. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2:14. I just read this verse and then I believe I can stop. Got it? 2:14. 1 Corinthians. 2:14. Okay. I'll read that. Pay attention, saints. I know you know. You need to hear. It says, but a soulish man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Saints. That means we have a soul and we have a spirit. A soulish man, and who is a soulish man? A soulish man is a man that lives in his soul. 24/7, he lives in his soul. But remember in Matthew, the Lord says, 16, he says, if anyone want to come after me, let him do what? 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 And do what? And do what? Okay. But here he says, but a soulish man does not receive the things of the Spirit. That means you cannot be in your soul and receive the things of God. It's impossible. It's impossible. There's a difference between your spirit and your soul. Saints. Again, it's not how long you are here. You can live here. You can be in the church. Look, one time there was a brother. Many years. That time he was in the church life for 30 years. Then they bought a meeting hall. And he's a painter. And the brothers wanted to paint the hall blue. Nice, light blue. And he felt white is better. He got upset and left the church. What's the hope? Listen, he left the church because of the paint. When they told Billy, I remember vividly. You know what he said? They told Billy, this brother left. You know what he said? Oh, that brother, he never used his spirit. He says he never used his spirit. 30 years, paint. Sometimes you don't know yourself. Saints, Paul, Philippians said, do not have any confidence in yourself. No confidence. No confidence in ourselves. Saints, you don't know who you are. Until a situation happens, you'll be shocked your reaction. It's a soulish man does not know the things of God. Right? For they are what? Foolishness to him. And he is not able to know them because they are discerned spiritually. So you got to have a discernment between yourself. Sometimes you are in yourself. In that situation, you are just in yourself. You are just you. How do you discern your spirit from your soul when that brother told you that story? How? You need to force yourself. Thanks. I tell you, this is the best conference I have ever given. I get more help than you guys. When you speak this way, you have to live this way. And I like to speak this way that I can live this way. It forces me to live this way, brother. Many times, the situation comes back to me. How? And the Lord said, remember you gave that message? I said, hallelujah. I am telling you. I have many problems you guys don't know. Too much. In the family life, in the church life, we oversee the churches in Africa. I serve the church in London. churches here, there, here. Problems all over the place. How do you survive? How do you go on in life? Taking on the full-time training at the Sababa. Yeah, there's being there, South Africa. Every time, phone call, meetings, this one, that one. How do you cope? How do you cope with all these things? The church in London have 500 saints. You only have 4 or 5 saints in that small village. You say you have a problem. Saints. So I am. It's not a small thing. Saints. How do you survive? One day I sat down and I looked at Brother Lee. How did he survive? All over the earth. His spirit. He always paid attention to his spirit. And saints, tonight I just want to promise you, you have the same spirit.
Amen.
Your spirit, my spirit, one spirit.
Amen.
Let's say it together. Your spirit, my spirit, one spirit. It can't be two spirits. No. Because why? We all are organically joined to the Lord. Saints, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think I better stop. My breath. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm a very happy man. I can release this bed. We all need one another. Say. Nobody's above anyone here. No, no. We all brothers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ready, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a hop. Brother Adi is still here. Huh? He's still here. Open, 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 open. Hallelujah. Listen, I better stop and then give you all the time for sharing tonight. What time we have up to 9:30? Almost 40 minutes, right? What time do you stop? We stop at 9:30. Oh, I thought it's 9:30. Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
You forgive me? Oh, sorry. I thought, anyway, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, then I stop here.